Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. We continue with Session 16, Part 2, with Nick as Gideon, Sharon as Sarah, Richard as Young, and Jameis as Luke. Happy holidays, folks, and enjoy Session 16, Part 2. Okay, and we're back. So, the Kurtz's residence. On the far southern end of town, it has... Go ahead.
Sorry, you rounded up the posse. We're all there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
All right.
Is it sheriff type up?
What's that?
Is it sheriff type up around the place?
No, there's no sheriff tape up. Although it was pasture land, he did have a few cattle. And in the excitement of the night that things burned down, it looks like some of the fencing is in disrepair, knocked over a bit. There will still be some cattle kind of like just hanging around, no longer kept inside the fencing, though. The main house is still intact, but where his barn and work area was set up and hayloft and all that has been it's burned to the ground. I mean, completely. There's some scorched, like the main timbers left from the roof, but it is flat. There's like nothing left. House is still there.
So. I suggest we check the barn, first of all, just in case something was remains.
Right? You're going to go picking through the ashes?
Yes, just
right. See if there is evil and wander around.
The ground is actually still warm, and in some places there's still a few embers left, as there hasn't been any appreciable rainfall at all since this all happened. There was quite a bit of material here to burn, and it was just left to burn.
The smell.
Yeah, the smell is horrible. I mean, it's like, this is the smell of just like really overdone meat. And it's kind of this undercurrent of just something that's just turns your nose and makes your stomach a little queasy.
Okay, I tie a bandana around my face and nose. Mm-hmm.
And yes,
I will ask for the blessing of the Lord on us finding this particular item and for him to guide our hands, because kind of the only way we're going to find it.
Well, so you're going to pick through the embers, and like I said, it's still hot. You can walk through it well enough. Occasionally moving aside a piece of wood will cause a small, very hot ember to ignite something nearby, and you'll get a little whoosh of a fire come up. But it's not, like blazing hot. It's just warm. So yeah, you can walk through it all right. You do find, evident to Sarah, there's charred bits of bone, greatly charred, to the point where it's just like shards. Like, you don't even have like a full bone. It's the fire was so intense. It's just shards left. You find where metal got hot enough to get deform. Like, you'll find pulley reels and that sort of thing that have been heat scorched and a bit deformed from the heat. You guys can all give me notice rolls. Not sure.
We heard tell that the lab was in the barn?
That's what they suspected, because they didn't find anything in the house.
Okay, in that case, I'm particularly looking for where there might be like a trapdoor down to a cellar.
Right, right.
That is,
so like you're trapping. Yeah. So like you're walking heavy.
I apparently noticed the worst of all of us.
So you're tramping heavy to see if you can find some flex or give in the ground. You actually don't have to try very hard. You're walking over to a place, and one of you steps, and your foot almost goes through the ground as the door is just turned to ash. And everything down there is burned out too. This was not like a big underground complex or anything. It was a root cellar. And you can see some partially bags of burlap that are down here. Probably held either potatoes or wheat or something like that. But it was just like a niche that was beneath the barn. Not like a full room or anything. That's really all you find.
No, like, little jars or anything?
They probably had mason jars down like, here. But they were all shattered from the heat. Everything inside expanded from boiling. So, yeah, sure, there's some broken up mason jars down here. Nothing intact, though.
I look for anything of interest that might catch my eye.
Let's see, with an 8, same thing. I mean, this, other than the odd sickly smell in the air, and the bone shards, I mean, there's nothing really that stands out in here.
So we are kind of assuming that there's something here to see, but I'll ask anyway. Can I use tracking to see if I notice any particular movements that are still here?
I tell you what, give me a tracking roll.
Unless I get something amazing. That's pretty, that's amazing.
That's not bad. It's not bad. Since you're looking specifically for, like, pathways and some signs to tell you how things, what are moving around, you'd notice something that is a little odd from bits and pieces of what you're seeing around you. One is that the barn had a wooden floor. That's kind of odd. Usually barns are just built over on dirt. And straw put down to collect all the animal offal and that sort of thing. This had a wood floor. And you find bits and pieces of wood that's, thoroughly burned, but it looks like there are bits of red paint on some of the boards. Not like they were all painted red, but like something was drawn on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Can are we thinking like large cultist symbol or something? I say
yeah, you
the
can
others,
think that, but there's not a there's not enough pieces to really piece together anything.
And sorry, is this in the underground bit or on the floor?
This would be on the floor, the actual floor of the building.
Okay.
The underground bit was once again just a little root cellar. I mean, you couldn't even stand up in it. It would, only like 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah, finding much here.
What is beneath the boards where the
just
paint
dirt.
Is there anything? It's just dirt.
Just dirt.
Where did they set?
I scrabble in the dirt and dig up for a little bit just to see if there's anything beneath that as well. Just a little bit of the top layer.
Okay.
Don't look at the house.
There's nothing
stay
there.
Out here in the barn. Don't look at the house beneath it.
No, I mean, not really. I mean, there's some rock underneath, just a lot of dirt. It doesn't look like there was any excavation really done. It looks like
there's no burying of anything beneath. Like, the thing was, hey, this is where it's buried. No, okay.
Did anyone mention where they found the boy?
In his room.
Let's go to his room.
Yes, that sounds like a great place to start.
All right.
Yes, let us trample all this crap that we've just been walking through into the house.
When you do get to the house, the main door has been boarded up. And there are no ground floor windows, but there are second floor windows. Of course, it's just, bored with nails in it. It's not like it would take a lot to rip it off, but it has been boarded up. Probably to discourage looters.
I look at the boards. I look at my strength of a D4. Not me.
anybody? Someone.
I'm just saying, this is not going to pose a problem if you want to remove it. It's mostly just, if you're, you're not trying to hide what you're doing, I would assume.
No.
We are investigators.
And we have a writ from nobody. All right,
pretty much.
We do not need one.
No, we are the law.
So we've got the sheriff. I'm sure he'll understand.
Yeah, his deputies also. Anyways, can't someone walk up there? I'm confused.
I could climb to the windows, but
why?
It's just easier to just open, just take the boards down.
Okay, well, we could do that. It just seems easier to walk up the window.
So it's easy enough to pull the boards across. It makes a lot of noise, but it's easy enough to do. The door itself is very thick. It's solid oak. It's fairly ornate. It's got really small piece of stained glass window about head height. It's probably just to, you know, peer out to see who the guest was, perhaps. But you enter in, and the inside is really, I mean, this person spent a lot of money on this house. The inside, the woods are all imported wood. It just, you know, it's all waxed and shined. There are oriental rugs laying around, several high-backed leather sofas, crystal chandelier. There's an enormous fireplace.
Did you just go, ooh, at his oriental rugs?
Yes.
Yes.
There's an enormous... Don't have dragons on them.
They might rugs. I was just wondering.
Enormous fireplace in the main room that seems to go up into several floors. Also attaches to the kitchen, which is on the reverse side of the wall that the chimney's on. There is a spiral staircase that goes up. Ground floor is basically just you know, it's got a coat room. It's got you know, a central living space, a kitchen, and a library. Or a reading room, which is just, there's some newspapers in there. There's a few books on the shelves, but, you know, nothing really. There's books on, like, you know, real estate law and that sort of thing.
If we...
Crowley's Guide to the Raising Supernatural Undead.
Necronomicon, I paperback version. No.
Folios.
No, I can't read English, so that won't help.
Huh?
If we... Okay, I will... If, as we are going around the house, I will be looking out for secret rooms, like points where the dimensions don't add up for the house.
Yes, sure.
See if there is a secret bit somewhere.
And unless anyone has something against it, I'll just use the same notice rolls that you did earlier.
Yeah.
Just call it for the scene.
And the tracking roll to see if there's been any unusual scratch marks on the floor or things being dragged around, things like that.
Well, one thing you notice with the tracking is that, yeah, there was some kind of scuffle here in the living room. I mean, there are grooves in the floorboards. There's, you know, several muddy footprints around. It looks like Zane's men probably tromped in here. Blood splattered on the wall. It's been mostly cleaned up, but you can still see flecks here and there. This is probably where he was shot. So, yes, you do your crime scene investigation there.
Back to big three.
But someone did come in after all this happened and did at least a little bit of cleaning, probably just so that he wouldn't stink up the place.
Interesting.
There's no sign of bookshelves that get conveniently swung out or anything.
No, the ground floor, I mean, the dimensions are pretty easy to figure because even though this is, you know, a nicer house, I mean, it was still, construction was not, you know, these are wooden walls, not brick walls. It's very easy to tell that there's no hidden rooms down here on this floor anyway.
No sign of a basement?
No sign of a basement.
I presume the oriental rugs were up on a wall rather than... Laid out on the floor?
No, they were laid out on the floor.
And if we roll up the rugs, do we happen to find symbols hidden beneath them?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Shall we leave this floor for another floor?
The place has basically two floors and what looks maybe a small loft up top.
Anti-basement, kill it!
The second floor has essentially... two large bedrooms, and then two smaller bedrooms, and a water closet. Two smaller bedrooms look like they were probably set up for help. I mean, given the size of this place and how rich the Kurtzes were, they probably had help. But nothing was mentioned about the help being here during that night. And if you look through the two servants' quarters rooms, they're empty. There's no clothing in them. Someone, you know, obviously did use them. I mean, there's bedding here. There's signs of inhabitation, but there's no personal items at all. The two master bedrooms, you can work out pretty quickly which one belonged to the father and which one belonged to the son. This father's room has several large bookcases, and it looks like his private... works are here, as opposed to the library downstairs, which looked like it was mostly for guest or casual reading. And you do find some interesting texts up here. A lot of them are in Latin, some are in German.
I look at the person who can presumably read Latin, even though I don't recognize it as Latin, because I can't read that. So, I guess I don't look at him.
Sarah would probably know some Latin if you said she went to university she probably knows some Latin.
Can I read that?
Give me a straight smarts roll just to see how much you can recollect from your medical training.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. The books are pretty eclectic. Some of them are on medicine. Some of them are on folklore. He has several books on the embalming and caring for the dead, like funerary rites from different cultures, treatises on...
Yeah, those would be the ones that we'd probably want to take a look at, and some of the folklore books.
I cannot
remember. It's not like you can just read a book and learn a spell. That's just ridiculous.
It is only granted through the miracle power of the dragons or his god. I cannot remember exactly. How long ago did his wife die? Does any of you remember? I know she was not alive when we came to the town first.
No, I do not remember.
Don't look at me.
I am looking at you.
don't look at me!
It is probably not that, then, if we cannot recall. We can easily find out in town. Or go to look for the most ostentatious grave in the graveyard. That will be hers.
Rob, do we know if they have a private plot somewhere? Possibly in the graveyard, I don't know.
Because you find the house, you haven't actually seen what's behind it yet.
Yeah,
that is true.
You also know from the paperwork that the lawyer's been working on that there were no other surviving relatives, and the Kurtzes. This is not like this is an ancestral home or anything. So,
I would think that a man like Kurtz would want to make a big show of showing his devotion to his wife, even though she was dead, and want to put it in the town to show, look how I am, look at me.
Yes, we don't look at the windows at the backyard to avoid ruining the surprise.
What kind of things are in the young man's room? What sort of stuff does it show that he likes, etc.?
All right, he apparently isn't big in reading, as there's no bookshelves on here as well. There's a few Penny Dreadfuls, which were Western trail tales sort of thing. He had a penchant for clothing. He has a lot of very nice, current-fashioned suits in his wardrobe. That seemed to be his primary interest. He has a few books on politics, although they're fairly... not opened and not well used. He might have been trying to brush up for it on the election sort of thing. Newspapers. He has quite a stack of newspapers from different places. He apparently liked to get news. It's pretty far-flung, not just in this area. Something that does catch your eye as you're looking around is that there is kind of a leather-bound folio, and it is filled with news clippings. The clippings seem to be like engagement notices, and apparently, reading through it, I assume you're going to take the time to read through it.
I hand it to somebody who can read English, as opposed to me. There are pictures.
Looks like the father had been married 7 times, and all 7 of his wives are dead.
Is it clear which wife gave birth to the son?
That you actually know from town gossip when you first came in. It was his last wife.
Right.
Quick question, OGM.
So seven different cities. He was married in 7 times, 7 different cities. Go ahead.
For those books on folklore and funerary rites, are there any that seem particularly dog-eared?
All of them.
All of them? There's no one culture he's looking at?
No, it looks like they were really well read through.
Well read through. Okay. And for his seven wives from seven cities, like, how widely spaced are they?
A few years apart. Like, two, 3 years apart.
Actually, geographically.
Geographically ranges very far. Up to New York, you know, down to California. It ranges a lot.
Do they all have the same basic description? Like, they were, like, one died and then got brought back to life again?
No, okay. So, it looks like, the son had been, finding newspaper articles. It looks like maybe he was doing some research on his father. And, so, with some of the marriage announcements, you would find occasionally clippings of, you know, like, freak carriage accident results in the death of, sort of thing.
Alright.
Can somebody look through the father's books and find a particular passage or quote or something that he has underlined, as in something that he would know and recognize, possibly have used a lot for me, please?
That can be done, but you guys do have a time restraint, and that would take a while.
Yeah.
All right, just whenever.
You get a smaller stack of books, but you know they're fairly dense, and they're in Latin and German, and none of them are in English. So it would take some, you know, going through.
Okay, well, I guess, Gideon, what do you think? Take some of the more interesting-looking books with us to look at later? Or leave them all here? Gideon?
He's dead.
I'm seeing this.
Or he's muted.
Well, somebody should play that Harrow card so he comes back Harrow. He's dead. That's fine.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that.
What do you two think? What do you think, Luke?
I think that's a good idea. If we do not have time, then we will have time.
Yeah, so we take the, for the folklore and funerary rites books, the ones that look the best perused, about how big a stack is that?
You know, it's like 6-7 books.
Oh, okay, so it's something that we could actually take with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to have a quick peek in the loft before we head out, just in case. Oh, look, there's a factory right there. Oh, whoops.
sure. The loft is it's got a pull down ladder to get up in there. It's a little bit bigger than a crawl space. Like you can stand in it, but you got to hunch over a little bit. And the only thing in the loft is like a big steamer trunk that has, you know, kind of an old iron lock on the front, like a padlock sort of thing. And it's got, you know, like little stamps and receipts from many different places. It's been, you know, this thing has been moved through on railways and ships from many different places. It's fairly large.
I'll call it down. That's what we've got. Unless we want to basically shoot. Is it actually locked at the moment?
Yes, it is.
Okay, unless you want me to shoot the lock off, we don't have time to deal with it right now. We'll have to come back afterwards.
Can we take it back to town so that it does not get...
Oh, this thing is... Heavy steam. You try
it's
going
to take a while to do
If you try like and that. Move it... actually, I'll give you this. You just to kind of get an idea of how big it is and how much might be in it. You can't actually pick it up off the ground.
I look at the people who have D4 strength. I look at me with my D8 strength, and I still go,
I think we're going to leave it for now. So this is something we have to come back to, but just quick look around. Is there some of recent scuff marks or tracks or something that people have been up here recently?
It looks like the ladder that you climbed up on is well worn. This place is actually kept fairly tidy for an attic area that holds nothing more than a chest in it. Also, I will give you from your notice rolls, and since Young said he was looking for it specifically, the area where the chest is in the attic, as the attic kind of goes across the whole, all of the house, it looks like there's a small overhang and a drop. So the area where the chest is would actually be behind a wall.
So what we're talking about here is a chest that is actually a set of stairs down into a thing.
Since you said you were looking for this sort of thing, yeah, that might come to you.
I I break out my lockpicks, which I have stuffed up my voluminous sleeves, and use my never-before-used lockpicking skill.
There you go.
Woohoo! Oh, I could have just shut him off.
So you know there was a reason why the police wanted him. Lockpicks, come on!
I learned this thing after the...
I've got repair. I could have lockpicked it as well if I bothered.
Sure, give me a roll there. Oh, nice. Sure, yeah. The lock, while very large and sturdy, might even resist a bullet, wasn't really complicated. So it's well-oiled, you notice. Even though the lock and the chest look kind of old and like they haven't been moved around much, the internal mechanism of the lock has been well-upkept. So it springs open easily. And you open the chest, and there's some clothing, you know, like a little tray that's inset at the top. You pull that off, and yes, sure enough, there is a set of stairs that just goes straight down into dark.
Oh, if only we had someone who could cast light. At least did.
Yes. Well, we will have to go back, find some torches, and then accidentally burn the place down when we are attacked by whatever is down there in the dark.
Listen, let us burn the thing back.
You can close this back, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you should close it back and, I guess, secure it so we can come back after this meeting and check. We don't want to leave the door open, if you know what I mean.
I'm really getting the feeling that something's going to happen when we're gone. I really am.
I know something's going to happen when we're gone.
So do we not go then?
You still got like an hour before your meeting. It just, you didn't have enough time to go through seven large volumes of books looking for a page that's underlined.
I do not think it matters. I mean, even if we think...
We can makeshift a torch and I can take go down.
Yes, I think going in now.
For that matter, if you look around, you can find a lantern in the house easily enough.
Huh, there you go. Look, I makeshift a torch. It's called a lantern. I call it a lantern.
Really well.
All right. Let's go.
Right, head down. And, you know, just as you're keeping track of how far down you are, the ladder goes down a fairly, you know, decent ways. And you figure that by the time you bottom out and you are on the floor, that you are below the house.
There's a basement after all, you bastard. That was an anti-basement.
Anti-attic as well.
Looking around with your lantern, you find a little dial on the wall.
As in a rotary dial, or as in just a knob?
It looks like a knob. It looks like it turns, right. And it also looks like it might be able. You can push it as well.
That sounds like something.
It's a light switch. Really?
Really?
I twist the dial.
All right. You twist the dial and you hear a hissing in the room, like the sound of gas.
Twist it back again.
Yeah. Hissing goes down. Push the button, you hear a click, and then there are whoosh. It's a gas light. So it lights up the room. The knob controls the intensity of the flame. The push was just ignited.
Dimmer switch. Right. Yes.
And what you're looking at is like a really, it's like a medical theater if the person were deranged. There's a couple of tables set out. There are, the floor is made so it's canted slightly so that liquid on the floor moves to a drain. There are, on the walls, there's all kinds of odd symbols.
One?
Yeah, it could be. There are all kinds of symbols just etched all over the walls in what looks like drying, flaking blood. In one corner, there are several barrels. In the barrels, it is kind of almost meticulously, it's like this is a barrel of rib cages, bones. These are arm bones, hand bones. This is a barrel of skulls.
We should bring them back to life just so we can kill them all over again.
I am not comfortable.
Well, no.
It's not a comfortable place. Let's do our searching pretty quickly.
It also seems like there must be a shaft or a few shafts going up to the surface, as it does seem to have. Like, the air down here isn't particularly stale. and it doesn't particularly smell like anything. So there must be air shafts in this, in the wall somewhere. It's a fairly, it's not a large room. I mean, it's like a, you know, size of a bedroom. And as I said, the oddities would be that the floor is canted towards the middle where there's kind of a drain. And the barrels of bones and such. The tables are deeply, the wood is deeply stained with what you can only guess is blood. There are various medical implements out, but not things like just scalpels. I mean, he's got things like saws that you would use to cut wood with. He's got tongs. He's got really odd devices that look like, you know, just, you know, modern terms would be like bone spreaders and things like that.
I was about to say, have you seen the medical equipment? It looks freaky odd.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it does.
Vividly legitimate equipment looks freaky odd. Okay, how incompetent is Zane to miss all this? Surely Zane would know better than to miss something like this. Oh, come on, man.
He is not himself. And he does not have his usual forensic techniques. Well,
Zane only had a... In his defense, Zane only has a D4 notice.
Yeah, but Pete would have driven that into the ground.
Is there anything in this room like that looks like maybe like a symbol covered jar or something?
Actually, no. The only like medical waste sort of thing you can see in here are the bones, and they're like they're scoured clean. Like there's not any viscera on them. It looks like they've been just meticulously cleaned and put in these barrels.
I do not want to suggest it, but we might need to go through the barrels to see if there is anything in there.
How have you got the barrels in and out? Let alone the tables and stuff.
Well, he must have constructed this first, and then...
Damn NDAs!
Yeah, I remember I said the house was not an ancestral house. It was fairly newly built with the town, so...
Right. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so, just build me a medical laboratory of craziness there. We'll just cover it up. No worries. You know, just don't talk to anyone about it.
Well, you know, no. Likely those are probably the first bones in the barrel.
Gideon, you need to be here.
Yeah, he's not. I didn't. What happened, Nick? Wake up.
Can I? The bones were, like, cleaned with a knife or, like, or dipped in acid or something like that. If they were like polished clean,
no, they weren't. Or... They weren't polished, but it does look like they were probably scraped or picked clean and then wiped down.
Oh no, that's just gross. Okay. Ooh, and about how many individuals are we talking about?
Well, you would have to up in the. Well, probably the easiest way for you to tell is up in the barrel of skulls to to count.
Yeah. I'm not going to pick them out one by one and count, but I'm going to just
estimate
a rough. Yeah,
you estimate the average size of a human head, you know, the size of that barrel. You figure there's probably between 20 and 30 skulls in there.
Oh, wow. Okay. And are there any shelves or anything? Any books or journals or anything in there?
No, it's other than the medical equipment, which is hanging on the walls, there really isn't anything else in, you know, the tables themselves. There's really nothing else down here other than all the strange things painted on blood in the walls.
Which we had no idea about.
Yeah.
And the walls, they're just basic rock, right? They're just
yes.
basic carved into the rock here.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure it wasn't a hidden safes or anything.
Yeah. I suppose it's too much to hope for a giant arrow point, you know, here. okay. And there's nothing on the floors either, huh?
No. Other than the drain.
Okay. Just out of... other than the drain. I don't want to open the drain and look in the drain.
Yeah, well, it's not looking like there's anything we are particularly after here right this minute.
No.
There is no threat, certainly, going to. But we have seen the whole of it, haven't we? There's no, like, darkened corners where there might be a...
No. Once again, it's a fairly small room. It's a fairly small room.
Like, I'm willing to go into the barrels and the drain and that. I'm just not thinking that whatever we're after, whatever it looks like, it's not here. I just don't see it being here. It could be stuck in the drain, it could be stuck in the barrels, but I'm not... I'd be surprised.
If we are very, very lucky, perhaps there will be a preacher at the meeting we are to attend. Or somebody else with the knowledge of this stuff, which might be able to help us.
Well, if Lacey's around, if he's actually coming here for the meeting.
Not certain he is more than an ordinary person with extraordinary knowledge.
That's what we need. We need extraordinary knowledge right now. Anything else we can shoot?
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I haven't brought my gun with me.
Yeah, well, I always carry my Derringer with me, but I don't see that we can... I'm not seeing that we're going to find anything here without doing a really detailed search. Yep. And so maybe we should just reseal this and head off to the meeting.
Yeah, yes, I think so.
It is something new to me.
There is nothing down here. Nothing down here that's now... Now that we know what's down here, there's nothing down here to worry us, so that should be fine.
Yeah, and you're pretty positive there's nothing hidden down here. I mean, the walls have been lined in stone, but, I mean, they're very solid. There's no seams.
I mean, we've got good tracking and notice rolls. We would have seen something.
You feel pretty confident you have seen what you need to see here.
And we'll never sleep again. All right, we seal it up and take our stuff and go.
Okay. On the way out, as you're coming through the door, you guys hear a click of a gun. And in front of you on a horse is Mr. Jasper Jones. He's like, all right, hands in the air.
Trying to remember who he is.
He's one of the sheriff's guys.
He was the general marshal of Reds.
Yeah.
You must have seen him last night while you were there.
Gets a look at you guys when you come out of the doorway, he's like, oh, my pardon.
The marshal.
Yeah. I said GM of Reds.
Right.
General manager.
Yeah.
Oh, bodyguard. I'm vaguely remembering who he is now.
He slides his pistol back after getting a good look at you all and said, I heard you guys were back in town. I thought we had some looters out here. Come on out. He's put his gun away. He's hopping off his horse.
Yeah.
I'm minding the town while Zane's out.
Okay. Right. Well, old Mr. Kurtz was a really sick guy. He's really sick.
Yeah, he gets a pained look over his face. He's like, yeah, I was here the night. He kind of points back at the burned-down shed. I saw what was in there.
Well, did you all find this room down here? Did you see that?
Room? I didn't find any room.
Yeah. We found the lab.
Zane had figured it was probably in the barn, so it's in the house, huh? He shakes his head. Thought we looked over damn near every part of that house. Where was it?
In the roof.
That strange box?
Yeah.
Go
through that and down.
Yeah, figures. We were trying to get a locksmith in there. We didn't want to... didn't smell anything funny. It's a chest in the middle of the floor. Figured, yes, I could leave it. Yeah, well, that'll learn. Yeah.
It looks like there's 20, maybe 30 skulls down there.
And shakes his head. Says, well, should I get some men up here?
No.
Those men might have families that might want to know that they've passed on.
I'm thinking maybe you want to, rather than move anything and alert people, maybe you want to watch it for a little while.
Yeah, I can manage that. As he says,
we might have a bit more of a quiet look around the place first before we start dragging everything up.
I do not think that anybody who died in there will be
you will be able to tell who they were.
That bad, huh? All right.
He was thorough.
Well, when you get back in town, he...
Well, I hear that the skull, they can do some amazing things with plasticine on their skulls to make it look like human faces again.
Tell old Terry that I'll be over here, and if you can send some people out to relieve me.
Who, sorry?
You should be Terry, able to find him.
You know, the young kid in the jail?
Yep.
Cletus Manning?
Now, Terry was one of the guys that got deputized long ago.
Okay, right.
Oh, Terry O'Gillicutt.
I was thinking of
the mixed race who was Luke's man.
Yep, can do.
All right, so you get back.
I think my landlord's here, in which case I might be muted for a while.
Oh, okay.
Body's falling one by one. It's just me left.
I'll still be hearing stuff. It's just that you don't need to hear him.
Okay. If you can hear stuff, that's the important part. Because I'm about to actually give out what's supposed to happen in this section instead of all the side stuff.
Yeah. Right. We will have all the side stuff.
That's all right. All right, so you get back to the Fallen Angel Saloon just in time as you actually catch Lacey as he's walking into the saloon. Pulls off his derby and gets a quick bow to everyone. Sure glad that you all seem to have made it just fine. All in one piece, too. That's good. I've got a problem. Come on in. And Reg's is closed up for the day. Lacey has got a private meeting for everybody here and is convinced, Fallen Angel. So, yeah, they're closing up the Fallen Angel for the day. Lacey just basically starts into it. He says, I'm sure you remember our little mission during the Battle of Lost Angels and our failure to locate a certain friend of mine, Mr. Samuel Hellman. Well, he wrote the book on Reverend Grime, literally. He filed a lengthy report to the agency a few years back that was less than flattering for Grime and his cult. How'd I see it? Well, I have my ways. Anyways, Hellman suspected Grime and his minions were sacrificing folks for some nefarious reason, but before he could prove anything, he disappeared. Now, I have a friend who's a stonemason. He recently went out to Grime's prison in the bay, they call it the Rock, and was unfortunate enough to see where they keep the prisoners. Now, he knew Sam, and swears he saw him being hustled down a hallway just before he got to work. I can't imagine he and Grime are having tea. I have no right to ask what I'm about to, so I won't sugarcoat it. I need you to break into the Rock and get Hellman out of there. And he looks around the table.
Do we get to put on bad Scottish accents?
Into the place that we... Where is this? Is it an island out in the middle of nowhere? Or in the city?
Well, it's Grime used it as a prison. It's outcropping a rock out... let's see, let's bring up the map here so we can pinpoint it. Alright, are you guys seeing the sheet yet?
Yes.
California, okay. So where you see where the city of Lost Angels is, you see the whole coast of California is pretty much shattered, and there's all these small islands.
The maze.
Right. So the Rock is one of these small islands just outside of Reverend Grime's main stronghold.
I suppose it happens to coincide with the X on the map we have.
No, it does not.
Okay, that's good, at least. And you wish us to go there to try and free...
Yeah, if you can get Hellman out, he has information that needs to get out there. I've long suspected that Grime is not the religious man he claims to be to the rest of the world. And old Hellman had some definite information on it. Now, I have a plan that might help. I persuaded a certain maze rat who owes me a favor to make a raid on the rock. Now, he's only going to be able to do it for so long. He's promised me he'd keep it up for 30 minutes or until they sunk two of his boats. And I have this. I'm going to stick up another image.
Want us to attack while he is distracted?
Well, that would be the plan. Get everybody's focus on the other end of the island, and you guys can sneak around back. This here is a map that my friend, the stonemason, was able to scrawl out for me. Now, he was repairing a sewer pipe. Can you guys see the map?
Yes.
Okay. So, he was repairing a sewer pipe out here. Apparently, a few years ago, a group of people snuck into the rock and rescued a prisoner named Jasper. Crime was pretty embarrassed about that breach. He's downright furious, actually. So he hired my friend the stonemason to shore up this the area that they snuck in here. He did a good job. There's nothing short of many sticks of dynamite that are going to be able to breach that the job that he did there. But he left a little something for me, figuring that I may have use of this in the future. There's if you look around the base of the wall where it's all sealed up, he has left a string that will cause the bars to flip up on the other side. You don't know what's there. Those bars are going to be plumb hard to get through. But with our friend's help here, you should be able to get through it easily enough. Now, my friends are only going to be able to give you about half an hour at the most before they're going to have to cut and run. It should be enough time. I don't know exactly where in these cells, and he kind of points out the different cells that you see on the map here, that Sam's being held, but we're quite sure that he's down here somewhere.
On the particular floor that we have here? Or?
Yes, on this floor.
Okay. I just noticed these stairs and wondered if we could have to go. And would you be accompanying us? Because we do not know what he looks like.
Well,
you could give us a description, I suppose.
I could do better than that. He fishes around
you have
inside
a photo?
His coat. Yeah, and he brings out a couple of black and white photos of Sam. One as a younger man, and one he points out as being more recent.
This may be a difficult task. What is it that you think that he has? Is it worth the effort?
I think it's worth it. I don't know the exact nature of his information. As I had said, I got a peek at his notes once upon a time when he was writing this all up for the agency. So I know if he was going to send it to them that it was verifiable.
You are saying he did not send it to the agency?
He didn't get a chance to. He was picked up before he was able to.
So he was still writing this when he was in the city, when we tried to rescue him a few weeks ago?
Yes. That's my best guess, anyway. I saw a very early draft of it. Knowing Sam, he wasn't going to send off that kind of information without being absolutely sure of the sources. My guess is he got picked up in Los Angeles when he was trying to verify some information.
What do we know about the rock in general?
Well, it's got, since it's basically an island in the maze like that, it's basically well defended because it's got natural defenses of the water around it. It's two visible layers that you can see on the outside, and then this is basically the lowest portion of the map that you're seeing here from the stonemason. It's well defended on the outside. They got cannon. They got several, let's see, what would you call them? They call them flights. They're the men that work for Grime and kind of police Los Angeles. They're called the Angels. And that's a pretty name that they call their groups, flights, but probably 50, 60 men up there. But if this works out, the bottom shouldn't be defended at all. They should all be drawn to the top. Not to mention, this is pretty much the area where Grime sends people that are let's say, not to be seen again. This is where he puts those prisoners that won't see the light of day again, left here to rot.
Why would he not just get rid of them?
He wants them to suffer. The ones he just wants to get rid of end up in their stew pots.
Should we consider getting them all out then?
I don't know who else would be down there. Suppose if they got all the cells free, if they're down there, they're likely to be enemies of Grimes, and therefore at least have something in common with us.
At the very least, releasing them from their cells will cause confusion, which is something that we would benefit from. So what is a power room, as I see it marked on there?
Well, my friend said that they got some kind of contraption down there, running on ghost rock that provides electricity to the establishment.
I guess we will have to take that out as well.
Well, as a GM, I am noticing in this module that they don't leave any contingency for the players wanting to make the energy thing go kaboom. And that would be the first thing I would expect people to want to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there's something we can blow up.
At first, I was reading it as powder room, and I was thinking, yeah, let's blow that up.
Wait, there's stuff we can blow up?
Oh, he's back!
No, it's a ghost from you. Ignore them.
Yeah, we played the hero card on you there, Gideon, so you're now heroed.
Oh, okay. Oh, then I'll go back to sleep so the Herald can finish with it.
Yes. Yeah. Are you back or do you need to go?
No, I just had a long day at work in a very comfy chair.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I apologize about that, but no, I'm nice and awake now.
Well, they've just met with Lacey. I don't know how much of that you heard. Lacey's
gone. I heard some of it.
You've seen the movie The Rock? We're going to do that.
Yeah, we're going to go rescue Sam because reasons, and he has transportation to and fro.
Oh, I bury my head in my hands. And I look up around at the other. This is going to require people to try and be quiet again, isn't it?
Even better, we're going to be underground.
Only for part of it. Only for part of it, not all of it. Once we are out into the building, I'm sure it will be fine.
Oh, we have to sneak around?
Probably.
Well, we have to, sneaking into Grimes' prison.
Oh, that sucks for y'all.
Well, the plan is that they should be making enough noise at the front gate with several maze rats attacking the place with cannon from ships that it should make enough noise and draw enough people away.
That's an awful big should.
If we knew who had won the war in Shanfan, we might be able to get people to help with that, depending on which way it went.
Well, actually, I think everyone doesn't like crime, so whichever way it went.
Yes, but just because they dislike someone is not reason enough to try and incur their wrath.
That's also a fair point.
Maybe not. Maybe we should just...
Yeah, let's go where we're...
We can ask and find out. We do not have any at the moment, apart from crawl in through a sewer, crawl out through a sewer.
Well, that seems like a great plan. When are we supposed to do this?
Whenever.
Well, the timing's left up to you. He just needs, 12 hours notice to get, the maze rats in position.
So he has everybody ready. Well, we just...
Because we are not ready.
Oh, we're not? Alright. And that was it? That was all he wanted to talk to us about, his insanely dangerous mission?
It would appear so.
Oh, well, yeah. At least he went to the right sources. We've already done a couple amazingly dangerous things on islands.
Exactly. So would it be the three of us, the PCs, or would it be the PCs plus some other people going in?
Psst, there's four.
Yeah. I'm here.
That's up to you. I mean, you're going to want to probably take a smallish boat so that it's not too obvious once the attack starts. And if you are intent on freeing all the prisoners you find down there, you're not going to have a lot of room on a smallish boat. So I can get you some men if you think you'll need them. But I think if this works out right, 30 minutes to keep you covered in and out, it should be quick.
So, not, I mean, I'm not a man who picks locks. How many men do you think it'd be reasonable that
we If you'd been awake a bit earlier, you would have found out that we do have one amongst us who can pick locks quite well.
Oh, yeah, I know about the thief.
I am not a thief.
I look at Lee. Oh, no, you mean, oh, Young, I'm sorry.
Lee's not here at this meeting for grown-ups.
Well, I wonder if it's just a genetic Chinese thing.
Wow!
Yeah.
I explained to Lee when we get back to the hotel in great detail what he said and how he must avenge our race by killing...
So this is what Lacey puts out to you. I mean, you're free to, of course, make up your own plan. He just felt that with the resources he was able to pull, that this might be the easiest way to approach it. Now, if you think that you might need more men, or if you want to come up with a different plan, I mean, assaulting the rock head on is probably more than he can get enough people to do. I mean, he's owed favors, but people aren't going to die for him.
So, I have this elaborate plan where we actually have someone go on the inside to get them to get ready to get out, but that takes a whole season to do. So, and then a pull-up season, which is really crap.
Quick question. Why does Grimes stick people here rather than have them eaten?
It's either that he's wanting them to suffer and just to die there, or he is trying to get them to give up information or something he wants for them from them.
So how many people are we roughly estimating in here?
Lacey, I don't know. I don't know. There are 5 cells down there. They could be full. They could not.
I'd say we open them all.
Yeah.
Whether they are.
If they're against Grimes, then yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. No, we don't have inflatable dinghies. I don't know, actually. Does Deadlands Tech have inflatable dinghies? Or the like? So we could have
something similar. I mean, we don't have plastics, really, so there's not going to be any kind of like a rubber raft, but a collapsible raft, sure.
Yeah. You know,
canvas with a metal strut.
We could take them on the boats. Then we could put a couple of people on the boats and a couple of people on rafts if they make it out. Yes, try and get us those rafts then. See if we can free as many as possible. Sure. The more we take from Grimes, the better it is.
Yeah, he's willing to look into that, see what he can do.
Do we have any idea where they keep their armor?
We have only this one floor plan.
That's regretful, because if we had an idea about that, depending upon the number of prisoners, of course, we might be able to... whatever.
We could always take arms with us.
Yeah, but, I mean, space is a premium. No,
we do not have to take it back. We can leave them there.
Yeah, but space is... I mean, I'm assuming funds are not infinite here, and space is a liability, although we might take a few extra doodads with us just to arm people.
Yes, that is...
But nothing fancy, in my opinion.
We could take a lot of dynamite and blow up.
I don't want to travel with a lot of dynamite. Lots of dynamite has the...
We could travel with a small amount of dynamite and a large amount of ghost rock. That is stable.
Yeah, but ghost rock
produces
screams.
A much bigger explosion.
Yes, but ghost rock screams.
You do not like the ghost rock. You like the dynamite.
No, I don't like either. Let's not
light.
Try to... Right, but it screams.
When lit.
It doesn't it
does
scream
not
normal?
Do anything.
No, no, not until it's being burned or used does it do anything.
I mean, once again, money. I don't know how much money we have to throw away at this problem.
It is not our money to throw. It is Lysi's. Hmm. He wishes.
Right. Same. It's his money to throw. I mean.
So I am suggesting things, and he can choose to go right. with them or not.
Yeah.
Is this level below seawater?
Since the sewage pipe is basically right at sea level, no, it's above sea level.
So we could not flood it. That would be the best thing to disrupt it.
Yeah. Well, personally, I don't see much more planning to do, but given we have so little information, it's impossible really to make a good plan.
Well,
there are,
sorry, I mean,
there are
we're
stairs
not...
there. There are stairs? What are these stairs made of? Were they...
Oh, these stairs go up to the next level.
Yes. What are they made of?
Stone. Most of this whole thing was carved out of the mountain, so it's mostly all stone. But Lacey was saying to respond to what Gideon's talking about is that, well, if you feel like you're lacking on information, I mean, I have no idea what kind of condition Sam's in, but if you'd like to take a bit more time to collect more information, I mean, we could probably do that. Sam's been held for a long time as it is.
I don't see where we're going to get it from, so, honestly.
Well, what would you like to know? I mean, I have sources.
Strength of guards, armory, location of...
He starts jotting some of this down. I can probably get information on how many people will be that will normally be manning the rock.
If there's going to be anyone who is of unholy power.
Well, a lot of Grimes' angels, as they call themselves, do have access to unnatural powers.
Yep, and whether
again,
or not he has any...
This lower
angels
level
on
here.
Staff.
I'm sorry, say that again.
If he has any angels on the staff, that would probably...
Well, yes, the whole island will be guarded by his angels.
Oh, so he will have angels. Well, that sucks. I don't want to run into any of them. They were scary.
Right, which is why I was considering that going in through the sewage pipe would be the best way to do it. This level, if we don't have to go through the levels above it, gives us direct access to the prisoners we need, and it should not be well guarded.
Yeah. I'm assuming that power room is ghost rock, so probably have some ghost rock in the vicinity we could use to blow crap up with.
Depending on how many people are, the guards are out downstairs, there appears to be only one way to get down, and that is the stairs. If we blow up the stairs, they cannot get down to us. So we can take maybe not as long as we would like to do things, but we will certainly increase the length of time we can be.
Yeah, that sounds good. Honestly, yeah, I think everything else I listed there is kind of secondary. I mean, I think the longer we wait, the worse things are going to look.
Excuse me?
Simply because, you know, the more we seek to try to probe for information, the more likely one of those sources is going to say it's going to give up what we're doing. So I think the element of surprise is the biggest thing we got going on for us. Let's press it.
So, what should I tell my men then?
Tell them, yes. Tell them that we have things to do in town, first of all, and supplies to gather, and you need 12 hours to tell them, so yeah. Tell them you will contact them 12 hours before we
need to go.
Right. But what do we need to gather? What do we need to do here?
I would still wish to look over the Kurtz place. Right. To check there is nothing else there going on. And I would not mind a couple of days or a day of just not death-defying risk. Just to relax.
Didn't we have a couple of those days coming here?
Sure, on a train. They could blow up at any time.
Yeah, we had a leisurely journey down here on a train. Come on, man. Fuck up. Adventure time. Although, if you need to rest, if you completely understand a man needing to rest.
And is Sarah still with us? We haven't heard from
her. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Anything to add?
Nothing to add right now.
A couple days?
Is there anything that you could prepare that would... I do not know. Some miracle cure that you know of, Sarah? That could help the people who we find in there move more quickly.
Right. I missed a lot of that, so I hope you all did.
Coffee.
No, they're still plotting. Sarah, basically. Sarah, basically, you know things that, you know, other than a good medical bag, cocaine. stuff like that would give somebody some temporary energy.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically that would be it. Just some stimulants, but I don't know. I mean, depending on how they've been kept, we don't want to give someone that's already in a weakened condition
stimulants. You can make that assessment on site. We will be there.
Yeah, no, not sure how much time you're going to have for that sort of thing, though.
Exactly.
Well, you can make the guess when you are there, the same as any of us will have to make the guess.
Okay, then
if you don't think it is worth taking it, then...
Well, the question is, we don't know, we don't have a guess, even have a guess of how many people we're dealing with.
Well, you know how many there could be total, but you don't know how many less there might be.
Well, and no, how many could... Five cells.
How many total could there be?
Five.
Well, people. No, we know there are five cells. We do not know if there are two people in each cell or...
Oh, no, they definitely would, this would be Lacey talking, yeah, they would definitely only keep the one to sell, one per cell.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
No, okay, no, that's not as bad as I was thinking. Then we could actually get them all out.
The boat that we're talking about, would it be a motorboat or a rowboat?
Yeah, so it could be a steamboat or a rowboat, either one, it'd be up to you.
Because I'm thinking, and fine, it's not going to be the best thing, especially if they're in bad conditions, but even if we have a small boat, you could have like a harness or something that they can hang off the side, and then we just motor along. So you still have got a small boat profile, but you're still taking more people along. So we tow them through the water, and then they get up on one foot and go skiing or something like that. Meta question, are we going to be doing this afternoon or is it going to be next session?
It's up to you.
All right.
We're at 10:30 and people seem like they're getting a little tired. We could do this next session.
They've fallen asleep already.
Yeah.
I look around going, okay.
Want to sort of say, yeah, we'll do this and come to it next time and then go back and wrap up the house?
Yes, that sounds
that
like
a plan. That is pretty much what I was expecting.
Right. Because we're pretty much going to be doing this because we're the kind of gung-ho people who would go and do something this stupid. So it's just a matter of details. At the moment, this plan of going in through the sewage pipe is about as whatsoever it's going to be, and we're going to blow up the power room, so you better have that ready, Bert. And then, yeah. We get the five.
And if we can get it, I would like to destroy the stairs. Because, hey, but we'll make that assessment when we get it.
Yeah, well, if we can get our hands on some ghost rock, boom, done.
Right there in the power room.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, there you go.
I said that. Sorted. I had said that.
Yeah, I wasn't listening because I was talking to other people about more important matters than Ghost Rock.
You lie, sir.
All right, anyways. So what do you... okay, so you agree to do it for Mally, And yep. He will look into getting some collapsible boats in case you end up needing more than you're going to go in with.
Yep.
And some dynamite.
Yep. Well. And someone said it might be useful to have a boat that has oars as well as a steam engine.
I was wondering which one we're going to have.
Whichever you would like.
Well,
actually, if you give us a steam engine with oars as an option, then fine. You know, it gives us a bit,
because that'll. I mean, the oars might be a little stealthier in getting away.
Yeah, true. Oh, and you guys know that I can drive a boat, of course. Or pilot a boat, or boat a boat. Oh.
Captain. You captain.
Blow off a boat.
Is that really the verb?
Yes. All right, so, after Mally will get on finding out what you'd asked for and getting a hold of some the items that you were requesting. You're looking to getting some dynamite and some ghost rock if you want as well.
Don't need much. Mm-hmm. Not need much at all. I assume actually he knows how what the power of ghost rock's like.
Yes, yeah. He has an idea.
So you don't need much at all. I can have a quick word with him and say this is what we found out, so even if he doesn't know.
When we blew up a mountain, this is how much
we used. Yeah. When we blew up our old ship, you know, perfectly timed to just be contained. Like,
the uncensored version of accounts to Lacey?
No. He just came in and said, hey, I want you to do this job.
Hey, Lacey, we've been up to some stuff. Here's what we've been up to, bro. Look, I blew up a mountain.
Not really. No, we didn't.
Yep. He also congratulates on you all, as you all seem to be wearing rings now. Welcomes you to the Twilight Society.
I can just imagine Yong going, okay, now that we're in the side, you can tell me, the dragons, dude, you know where they are, right? You can take me to them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I show him my dragon ring when he talks about the rings. I need to go and do that. Excuse me, I run out of the place soon as it seems the meeting has concluded. I will meet you back in a short while. I run over to the blacksmith. I try and get the blacksmith or a jeweler or somebody to make me a ring with a dragon imprint on it.
Okay.
What I'm looking to do is the phantom.
Beat it in people?
Yep.
You are a horrific person.
So you want something specifically that you can use like brass knuckles? So yeah, that would be the blacksmith.
No, just a ring on my finger that would... I can use two.
Yeah, that doesn't actually work. Yeah. You know that, don't you? This is pulp, it'll work. Right.
Yeah. Well, you would go to a whitesmith to get actual, you know, jewelry made. If you want something that is going to be, you know, like basically brass knuckles.
I'd run around the town for a whitesmith then. Probably
isn't it. No, there is. Yeah, there is a whitesmith, goldsmith here that can work with gold and silver and do that sort of thing.
Great. I tell him.
I think it's more that you want a brass knuckle that's got an imprint of a dragon. They'll leave imprints of dragons on people when you hit them.
If you tell the smith kind of what you're going for, he will suggest that it be made out of bronze as opposed to something like gold or silver, which will likely deform.
Yes, I do not know the specifics. That is your job.
Yes. Sure, you will commission a piece of air quotes, jewelry.
Hey, in a D&D game we had recently, we got a guy to make us snowshoes.
Yeah, why not?
Did they leave imprints of dragon's feet when you lit?
They have Yeti prints.
We failed to give that kind of aspect to it. Yeah.
Yeti prints, that's where you're going for. Sasquatch. All right. So you guys wanted to go back and do something else at a Kurt's residence?
Finish up there with knowing. Now that the knowledge guy has woken up.
Yeah. And, well, perhaps we could take
and
Lacey.
We've got more time.
Yeah, if Lacey, you let Lacey in on it, he would definitely like to look at this place.
Because, and we'll probably also tell him that some of us think that there's a phylactery possibly involved. Has he heard of people with missing souls? Yada, yada, yada.
Was some thought that it,
he's got more experience than me.
Let him make the judgment without colouring with our
too late.
Ineptitude.
Too late.
Well, when you get back there with Lacey in tow.
Did we ever tell what's his name? No, okay.
He will see at the same time.
No, we never told what's his name to come out and relieve Jesper.
Oh, I assume he's dead on your way.
Oh, no, yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
And it's nice and sees them. And just,
no, I assume that you did on your way back in, so. Alright, so when you get there.
Because you're not Logan, yeah.
there are a couple of armed men there who are basically taking up position, around the house, and they were basically given your descriptions and told you might be coming back through, so you don't have any great deal of problem with them. But since there is something still in the house that might be a problem, these men were told just to make sure no one goes in or out, with the exception of your company here. Yep. You can tell that these people probably aren't in the know. They weren't likely to have been part of the party that burned down the barn and everything. So, how much you share with them?
We don't.
Yeah.
They don't need to, unless they're sort of asking, we need to know, and we won't tell them anyway.
They were just said to make sure nobody goes in and disturbs anything, except in yourselves, of course.
Have you seen any dragons in this area?
Well, the other guy ribs him. It's like, he's a Chinaman. They see dragons all the time. They smoke this stuff. Makes them see strange things.
Yeah. I'm going to call my cat Dragon, by the way.
Of course you are.
Yes.
All right. So you go back to the room.
Yep. You might need to describe it. I don't know how much Nick knows about where we went.
Nick, did you get the description of the room?
No.
No. Well, basically, there's an attic here in which there was a large traveling chest that they found while trying to move it. It was too heavy to move. Turns out it was actually a trap door that goes down between the walls and down underneath the house into a stone room that's basically a mad surgeon's laboratory. There's a couple of slabs there. They found barrels of all kinds of bones that have been neatly cleaned and stacked. And the floor has, like, a sewage grate in it. And there were also on the walls, written in dried blood, all kinds of strange signs and sigils.
So the anti-basement led to the anti-attic.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're now in a pit of hell.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. This is the first time this has happened to any character.
Ever.
Yeah. Fuck. Right, I don't know what to do. I start to panic.
While you're down here, give me an occult roll. See if you can recognize any of the sigils on the walls here. And Lacey's going to do the same.
Okay. My work is currently down to at least 12 o'clock midday tomorrow. Late morning. You got a 6. That's not enough.
Yeah, 6. That's not bad.
Lacey's able to follow some of it as well, and he points out, well, it's I have run across some powers that's best described as necromancy in my journeys, and this is definitely has the look of it. Gideon, you don't know the signs and sigils, you know, exactly what they were, but you can kind of have an instinctual feel for the wrongness of what they are, and they have to do with binding.
Huh, interesting. All right. Given that my knowledge of cult does rather specifically deal with these evil guys, because I have burned a few in my time, does my spidey sense tingle about anything in particular?
You know what, yeah, since you have particular background on this, I'll give you the +2, making it an 8, so you'd succeed with a raise.
You're too nice.
Yeah, it's essentially, each one of these sigils were painted in the blood of one of the victims. Someone was either killed, or their bodies at least were used, and something was put into those bodies. Something was bound to the body that the blood came from.
So he used a thermomagical principle of so be all low, so be odd. I will point this out.
Do know that there's no longer any power in this room. Once the sigils were fresh, and whatever ritual was done, the power ran its course and it was over. Yeah. So there's not any current kind of enchantment or power going on here.
What about these barrels over here?
There's barrels of bones, neatly cleaned and sorted.
No kind of jewelry or blood?
No, I mean, they're cleaned. I mean, each barrel's basically, here's a barrel of skulls, here's a barrel of rib cages, here's a barrel of hands and feet.
Okay, pretty odd.
But tiny. So,
he's been doing this for quite some time.
Sarah figures there's probably 20 or 30 skulls in the barrel of skulls.
I tried to estimate, given this room's construction, this was built pretty much when the house was built, right?
Yeah. It would have had to have been.
Yeah. So, wow, he's been an evil prick since he got here.
That would be an affirmative, most likely.
And before, we will tell you the stuff.
Were you awake for the seven wives?
Yeah.
So seven wives from seven cities. The last one finally giving him the son that he wanted.
Wow. All right.
The son he obviously wanted for something, we don't know what.
Could be for immortality. I have heard of soul transfers.
Okay.
Well, that'd be one of the reasons why he's trying to get the boy to run and then pretty much have his body die and then transfer his soul into the young kid.
He's got the body died part.
Yeah.
If you're right, then there's no soul in his body. How far do you think he got?
Yeah, might have been interrupted.
He could still be here.
Yeah, his soul could still be lingering around. Not meeting its appropriate justice.
O'Malley, you heard about this?
He looks a little shocked at the depth of understanding that Gideon has. He says, well, it's certainly possible.
I have tangled with necromancers in the past. They have never...
He's suddenly wondering what he's gotten himself into with this group.
They have never enjoyed their short-term association with me.
All right, well...
Gideon looks somewhat older when he refers to this.
So what it's going to turn out is that Gideon is, in fact, a 50-year-old guy who just transported his own soul into a 19-year-old body.
Shut your face!
And now he's grooming the next child body for his next transfer.
This makes an eerie amount of sense. Can I do a retcon, Mark? No.
Right. Well, O'Malley says, well, at very least, I think these bones ought to be moved out of here, and all this profanity should be wiped clean.
Yeah, we just wanted someone who knew what this was to have a look before we did anything in case.
Y'all did look around and ensure there wasn't anything in any hidden nooks or crannies, given that this...
We didn't find anything. We haven't individually searched the barrels or opened the sewer drain or anything like that.
Yeah, we might as well just take another quick look-see around, given we know... You know, I don't quite know what a phylactery, what form it would take.
Assuming that the issue bothered to do that.
Oh, given he's a necromancer who took out the soul of his son, I'm guessing that's a thing he would do. I mean, generally, you don't do that type of thing without having some sort of plan. I mean...
Unless it was a mistake. Well...
And the boy could have found something he wasn't meant to found, and, you know, there wasn't much of a choice in the matter.
Well, he was investigating his dad, so I obviously had some suspicions about something. But unless you've got a detect phylactery spell, I don't think it's going to be found here.
Well, I ain't always asked the Lord. Sometimes he points me out in the right direction. I will query the Lord.
The Lord is oddly silent unless you have a power for that.
I do not have a power. It's just, hey, God, you want to help me find this boy's soul so he doesn't just sit around here till Judgment Day? No?
Boosh traits are probably the most likely thing you're going to do, actually, to be honest. Boost trade will probably be the best God helps you spell you're going to do.
Yeah. Unless someone's got a card, a cool card.
I could.
We can make an arrow.
Yeah, or I could scavenge up some stuff, you know, some bones. Peace. No is the answer to that.
Yeah. Nothing that you're saying is making me think that I should just give you something. Are you...
We don't even know if there is something to be found, do we?
No. Are you doing anything with the barrels?
Well, there are still the books to look through as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh, there are books?
I snagged a stack of folklore and funerary practices books. That are written in Greek and Latin, German and Latin.
Oh, I speak Latin. And read it.
Yeah, I can read Latin too, so why don't we split this pile of books to see if we find anything.
Well, I can also learn how to read German. Anybody here know how to read German?
No.
That's unfortunate. We need to find ourselves a German bloke.
As much as it's going to be distasteful, perhaps some of us should, in fact, look through everything here in detail.
Yeah.
We already were, so, yeah.
Just to clarify it, Bert, we found those books in young Mr. Kurtz's room, not Kurtz the Elder, right?
Kurtz the Elder's room.
Kurt the Elder's room, okay.
Yep.
Just verifying that.
Keep his... maybe he would if they were in Latin or German. Not many people read those around here.
And we didn't find a diary or anything, or a journal anywhere.
Nope, we did not.
Well, that's not surprising. Egomaniacs typically do not follow Plato's advice of know thyself. If they would, egomaniacs.
Or did we find a handy map saying Flectory is here?
Well, no.
Alright, let us take some time to go through the barrels and the solid grave.
So the only thing that's odd about the barrels is when you get to the bottom of them, once again, they're neatly sorted. But in the bottom of each barrel is a spool of fine silver wire. On the spool, just laying in the bottom of the barrels.
I know what I'm immediately thinking of, but I don't even know if it's right technology.
Could these be telegraph wires to beyond?
Gideon, isn't there some...
You're very quiet, Sharon.
I'm sorry. Mr. Stewart, isn't there some sort of folklore about keeping a soul tethered with silver wire?
I just burn witches. Wait, what? Is there...
I don't know. You're the occult expert. I seem to have read that somewhere. But
I think he remembers something about that. Something about silver wire or a silver line tethering a soul. I can't remember exactly what context it was in.
As I said, telegraph wires to beyond.
Can I strive to remember such a thing?
Give me an occult roll again. You could have another roll. about the same as your last one. So, you also recollect in the body of knowledge that when the soul leaves the body, but it's not dead, it's not severed from life, that a silver cord is the way the soul finds the way back, or it binds the soul to the body. So when the soul moves, it's still bound to the body by a silver line.
Well, there you go.
So, but that's if we can find where the soul is.
Yeah, you don't know how it applies to this situation. This is just a memory you're dragging up. There's something
you know, the soul could be recorded onto this wire somehow. Before you know, the soul could be recorded onto the wire somehow.
So do we set up a silver wire around or for the young Kurtz and see if his soul can find its way back? If it has any sort of connection to the body, then it might be hanging around trying to get in.
Sarah, give me a medicine roll there. Healing roll.
That sounds medically ill-advised.
Okay. Souls are not necessary. We'll replace them with copious amounts of drugs and chemicals.
Nice. There are bones missing.
Wow.
Bones missing?
Yep. Not like a whole skeleton, but you're missing some bones. I mean, just doing a quick count of what you're finding in the barrels. There were, in fact, 25 heads here, but there's not 25 sets of human skeletons or remains. There are bones missing.
Hmm. Missing bones.
Bones, dry bones.
So, yeah, is it like specific bones missing, like only ribs or only femurs, or is it just scattered?
It's a mix.
Could you build a person out of these bones?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a plan.
No, the missing ones. Could you build a whole person out of the missing bones?
You're figuring yes with some despair. Like it would have a couple of extra arms, maybe an extra rib cage to go with those extra arms.
Sounds fun.
Perhaps we should go to the lawyers and find out what other land he owns in the area to see if there is any.
Yeah, quick question.
These people came from the...
Yeah, I was just saying, is there enough bones to make more than 25 bodies? I mean, like,
yes.
You suspect there are
some skulls missing, yes.
Okay.
No, we don't know how many of any of this got mixed up with the barn fire, too.
Yeah, but, hey, there might be some stuff here. I always appreciate putting corpses back into the ground.
Do you have sanctify ground or anything as an ability of being a priest? Can you sanctify the ground here?
Do you have a bless spell?
There is sanctify.
Yeah.
Sanctification takes an entire week of prayer.
Mm. It's not a quick
thing. The area? Yeah, I'm not thinking that's a...
I need you to hold them off for a week, and then...
The area is typically determined by the marshal, but it is typically the grounds of a church, battle, or some other place of importance. I look around. I don't really want to sanctify. I want to be the god that thinks this is cool.
Well, it could be undoing the holy work of others.
Don't think that's how sanctification works. And I will check with my brain. Think sanctification is kind of like... I roll up my eyes and go, isn't sanctification like confirming the holiness of a place of power? Not like cleansing this place of evil?
It could clean. If a place was corrupted, sanctifying it would clean it.
I ain't really got a week to spare, though.
Oh, we do not have to do it now. Now that we know it is here, we can do it at...
Yeah, although this place probably should just burn to the ground. Now we find that as a good solution.
Do we want to go looking for other places where... the Kurtz's owned land, so that we can see whether his abominations are elsewhere.
Yeah, or look for a grave of some sort that was recently dug.
We did not look out the back yet. Which is true. So we no, should we did double not. Check that.
Out back, there is a little wrought iron area that's been kind of set aside, and it looks like it's something of a garden that's growing there, and there's like a small stone building in the middle of it.
Oh, look. I think that might be our place.
Let's go. Yeah, it's basically a small reflecting area, like there's a stone bench, and the stone building is, in fact, a small mausoleum.
Are we desecrating corpses now?
Yep.
Well, we're in a garden. Let's dig it up and see if there's anything exciting to be found. At the very least, we'll get marrows or potatoes or something out of it.
Potatoes. All right. We apparently desecrate the place.
All right. Well, the stone, it's a very small building. It's not got a door on it. It's just kind of recessed in the ground. You can just stoop over and get inside. And inside there is basically a stone sarcophagus. It has a plaque on it of his last wife, loving wife and mother. The lid, however, has been wrenched aside.
No.
Just a quick question. When did she die with regards to how old the son is?
You don't know.
Does it have a date of death on the sarcophagus?
It actually does not.
You bastard. Label your corpses properly, damn you.
The talking that you did with the Kurtz family originally, the last time you were in town, you get the idea that she died when he was quite young.
Yeah, not surprised.
I look surprised. I look shocked.
What are you going to say, Richard?
From the cuttings that we had, can we determine whether it's the same woman over and over again?
Oh no, they're definitely different women. They don't look anything alike. Yeah,
we've got photos of them.
Right.
Ha. Huh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. That's fine.
Was the sarcophagus open from the outside or the inside?
Outside. It was
just checking. You never can tell.
And it's quite a heavy lid. I mean, it's a stone lid, and it looks like it was just shoved aside.
Are you checking to tell what went on?
There is still a body inside, however.
Oh, let's look at the body.
When you look, she still is wearing a white gown that has since gone to decay. She's skeletal now, but she's still reposed inside.
Is she missing any bones?
She looks intact. She's still wearing the gown she was buried in. She still has a pearl necklace that's around the throat. There's some other jewelry that was probably on her flesh that, you know, once it sloughed off, is just laying in there now.
Does any part of her look disturbed? Like, I need to get the ring, so her hands are in the wrong position now, or...
No, it really doesn't. It looks like someone removed the lid to look, you know, to look at her, to look to see what was inside, but then didn't disturb anything.
Probably Jasper or the others then checking that she wasn't rising up from inside as well.
Could be.
We can go back and ask and say, hey,
the other thing is that on the inside of the sarcophagus lid in particular, because we can see it, there's nothing scrawled there.
Good for having a look. What was like normally the Lord's Prayer inside, is quite common. Other than that, no.
Okay, just making sure that there was no satanic symbols.
And just carefully examine the body for any silver string.
There's actually no silver. The earrings and what rings she was wearing are gold. The pearls are just silk thread, not silver thread or anything. I mean, it really doesn't look like the body was touched at all.
Right. I think you're right about Jasper and Co. just making sure.
We will ask when we get back to town. Or if one of the others is actually... No, they were not.
Just quickly take a look and make sure there's no secret passages here, because this guy loves that crap.
Yeah, no, it's... it's a stone floor, so small stone. There's really nothing, no place to hide anything in here. It's all one slab piece, so it's not like it's, you know, flagstone or anything. You don't find any hidden compartments.
You fail to find the secret passage.
You succeed in finding nothing. I like that better.
What if we...
There's something here that we are really missing. That's obvious, but we have no idea what.
Well, let us, if there is nothing else to be done here, let us go back to town.
Explore the grounds real quick and just make sure there doesn't seem to be anything else odd, and then...
Give me a tracking roll, Luke.
No.
It's
a success.
There are some odd tracks in the back end of the small garden. Now, the little wrought iron fence I was talking about is only like knee high. It's not like it's much protection. It's just kind of section off the area. There's some odd ruts in the ground. Look almost like you're actually not quite sure what to make of it. It's the pattern is like someone walking, but maybe like they were dragging their feet or they were on stilts or something that's just leaving grooves.
Would a better roll get me something more?
No.
Okay.
You have some tracks here because the ground is softer in here because it's been worked over for flowers to grow. So it left an impression. When you go to the opposite end of the fence and try to follow the trail out from that way, there's grass there. There's no exposed dirt, so there's really no track.
But what's it looks like that direction?
Plains for a bit and then forest.
Let's charge into the forest and see what we find. See if the tracks go that far. Or alternatively, burn it down to smoke it.
I like the former rather than the latter because it does not involve willful destruction of God's creatures.
Didn't you just burning down a place?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're only rats and cockroaches. Those are kind of more the devil's creatures.
Right.
Keep up.
Right. So you guys want to go into the forest then and see what you can find?
A little bit, see what we find. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's 11 now, so let's call it here.
Uh-huh.
What? Really? Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, it is late.
Oh, not bad. We're calling it here. I was saying there's something to find. Otherwise, Bert would have said, no, there's nothing to find, and we move on. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Well, no, maybe it's the suspense, and next week he will go, no, there's nothing to find.
Oh, well. You never spent any chips.
Yeah, that is correct. Although, since we are at a good breaking point, next game we will reset our chips and cards.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't mind the cards. I do kind of miss having fun.
I play love interest to gain another love interest. Huzzah! Bam.
We get 1 point
short
of
short round.
I'll give you two points of XP.
Okay. Huzzah. 1 point off. 1 point off.
Yeah. That wasn't a big session, anyways.
Yeah.
No.
You were asleep for most of it. You didn't see the dragon we fought.
I was asleep for like
one of the giants.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
All right, I'm going to end the recording.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.